It's time now for the facts on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.
Jonathan, good morning to you. Welcome to The Breakfast Show here on 98.9 FM.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Clay. Thanks, Emma and Jamie. How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah, we're rocking on regardless. What's the update?
Continued good news, especially for Australia, really, that we've, in the last couple of days, just had 13 on Monday and 23 yesterday. So, you know, lowest days for a very long time, actually. So, really, it looks like this coronavirus spread is suppressed very well in Australia. And, you know, compared to across the world, that's not the case everywhere. There's sort of 2.5 million cases across the world, and, you know, continuing to the death rates in some other countries that are really quite worrying. But, good news in Australia. And I think real credit to the country and, you know, communities all over the country really doing the right thing. I think we've probably seen better than expected, I reckon, in terms of the spread and how quickly it's come under control. So I think there's a lot of sacrifice that's gone into that we've talked about before, and I think it's really paid off. We just need to continue that as we start to come out of it a bit.
Yeah, and some new sort of some laxing on some of the is it elective surgeries? What does that mean?
Yeah, so just to break it up, there's two sorts of surgeries: there's emergency and elective. Elective doesn't mean it's not serious, and they categorise that into three bouts. So emergency basically is you're already in hospital and they need to do surgery on you. Elective is when they bring you into hospital to do surgery. So category one is kind of stuff that's life-threatening or it might be cancer, and so they need to sort of find out early, sooner rather than later, so you can get appropriate treatment. Category two is where, and so they've still been doing the category ones and some category twos. The category two is where it's not immediately life-threatening, but it might become that way or if it's left untreated for a few months, or it's causing someone significant distress or pain, and, you know, things would deteriorate in terms of that over a few months. And then category three is kind of the non-urgent stuff that, you know, even leaving it for a couple of years probably wouldn't do any harm. Might get slowly worse, but you can always kind of review that and get your doctor to kind of check it out. So there are things
I
like,
believe my corn chip tear is category 15. So I don't know whether they'll be calling me today, but I'm looking forward to getting that repaired.
Wouldn't hold your breath on that one, yeah.
Well, it is a sort of, there's a lifestyle category. Wouldn't there be like something for like getting plastic surgery
So that's I guess in the kind of category three.
Yeah.
Interesting. I was reading some stats that the majority of surgery actually takes place in private hospitals for elective surgery. It's sort of a bit over half that happens there. So that's the other thing that they'll be able to open up the private hospitals to start doing some of those surgery lists. We've been told it will happen gradually, so not really quite sure what that'll mean. I guess it will vary a bit from state to state and different hospitals in terms of building that capacity back up again.
Yeah. And is there any sort of information regarding people to, even though the numbers have dropped, that we're not out of the clear just yet and still stay home?
There's still
home
a chance of like
safe?
A second outbreak?
Yeah, that's right. So I think the reason it's staying the way it is because of all the distancing that we're doing and all the great things that we've been doing. So if we just suddenly switched all that off, we definitely see cases rise. It might take a few weeks, but we could get back to where we were pretty quickly if we just continued. So it's really important that even as the government starts to relax some restrictions, that we really continue to, you know, keep our distance from each other, wash our hands, and, you know, look after those who are more vulnerable. So, and we'll get advice about that, I'm sure, as we go along. Yeah. It won't be just kind of, start doing whatever you want. It'll be, you know, here's how to do that safely and carefully look after each other.
Well, while I have you, Dr. Jonathan, can we highlight those respiratory clinics that you were talking about the other day in Woodridge and Caboolture and stuff?
Yeah. So there's the hospital health service have their fever clinics at most of the public hospitals, but there's also the GP-led respiratory clinics, and there's kind of, they're popping up all over Brisbane, all over the state, really. But there are some Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander specific ones. So the two that are running now are one's in Caboolture on James Street, and then the other one is in Woodridge Charles Ave. And there'll be another couple, one in Bevarle and another in Narang, I think it is, on the Gold Coast. coming online the next week or two. So, yeah, if you've got respiratory symptoms, cough, cold, you know, runny nose, sore throat, fever, cough, shortness of breath, then call your local medical centre and get that organised.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Dr. Jonathan, thank you very much for your time again today. We will talk to you in a couple of days.
Take care.
See you.
That was the latest on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.